For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.
Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
WOKV News Time is 8:42. By all accounts, what happened or did not happen with the Secret Service in their efforts to prevent the alleged, the attempted assassination of former President Trump. The story could have had quite a different ending. Secret Service in hearings yesterday. Fox News' Ryan Schmelz is there covering the story. Good morning, Ryan. What is the latest and exactly what was the outcome of the hearing yesterday?
Well, good morning. I think the outcome of the hearing was that lawmakers were left very unsatisfied to the point that you saw a number of different Democrats come out of the hearing now joining Republicans and calling on the Secret Service Director to resign. That includes Florida's Jared Moskowitz, but also includes the top Democrat on the House Oversight Committee, which is Jamie Raskin, who believes that she has lost the trust of Congress or has not ensured Congress that she is able to answer their questions and give them the confidence that she is the person to do this job. So therefore, you know, the cards are going in the wrong direction for the Secret Service Director, but we'll see what she ultimately decides to do.
And she herself called it the most significant operational failure of the Secret Service in decades. Was that surprising?
I don't think it was, because it's kind of hard to run from that. This is the first time a president has been or a former president has been shot since Reagan. You know, there were clearly some flaws in the security plan, especially when you see the fact that while it's going on, a separate committee, the Homeland Security Committee, had members actually go to the site on a bipartisan basis, and they were actually climbing up on the roof of the building that apparently law enforcement officers were supposed to be on, but the Secret Service Director had said there was too sloped for anybody to be on top of. But when you have a 70-year-old Carlos Jimenez going up there and walking on it just fine, you know, this is going to raise a lot of eyebrows. And certainly I think a lot of her lack of answers yesterday did just that too.
Right. And one of the things that I thought was surprising was she revealed that the roof from which the attempted assassin had opened fire had been identified as a point of vulnerability even several days before the rally, and why they didn't do anything, I think, certainly didn't help her case.
Yeah, and I think that the testimony we're going to get today from local law enforcement when it comes to the Homeland Security Committee is going to be huge. So this is kind of part two on a day that's going to be full of investigations and hearings related to the assassination attempt on former President Trump. We had the Secret Service Director yesterday. House Homeland Security is going to be talking to local law enforcement today, and then we'll have the FBI Director tomorrow.
And Ryan, how could she not step down after all of this?
Hey, we'll see. I mean, the calls are getting louder. I think there are some who are hesitant because they want to hear, you know, the full investigation get completed first. But we do have some breaking news, and that is that the House is going to be voting on this week a task force that would be consisted of 7 Republicans, 6 Democrats, that would look into the shooting, and they would have all authorities that are given to investigative branches of the House, which includes subpoena power. So I think that's a big takeaway that we already have starting this morning.
Okay, breaking news this morning. Thank you, Fox News' Ryan Schmelz, for joining us this morning.
For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.